everyone. Welcome to this planning meeting of Melbourne Parish Council. Do we need to acknowledge that I'm chairing on behalf of Melbourne Parish Council?
Need somebody to propose a chair?
I propose Councillor Harper.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor. Second?
I'd like to second that, please.
Thank you. Councillor Barnes? All those in favour? Thank you. Okay, so moving on then, we've got PL 12224 to receive and approve apologies for absence. I imagine we have a number of
apologies. We have apologies from Councillor Kilmurray, Wilson, Alexander, and that's it. Yes, because we're all here now. Thank you very much.
So can I have someone to propose this?
Propose accepting that.
And second them? thank you. Councillor, all those in favour?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so PL 12324 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations.
Nice received.
Yeah. Lovely. We'll move on then. PL 12424, the minutes of the Planning Committee held on the 11th of March. Any comments? Did you receive any comments?
No comments received.
You feel happy with those minutes? Yeah, can I have some? I feel happy to propose those minutes, that's okay. And someone to second? Councillor Clark, all those in favour? Thank you. Thanks. You know, that's me. Any items to report back on from those meetings?
No.
Lovely. Okay, so move on. That was PL 125. So PL 126, any public participation? Is there anyone in the public here? So we'll move on from that one. I'm going to just move on now to PL 127, which are the decision notices. So the first notice is the modification of the Section 106 obligation. I won't be reading it all out. Mm-hmm. So as per the agenda, so that was for 36 New Road. We didn't make a kindly comment on that, and it was granted permission on the 7th of March 2024. And item B on that was the proposal for part double part single story rear extension. Site address of 68 Medcalf Way. We supported that, no comment, and that permission was granted on the 14th of March. Item C was a proposal for creation of a new drop curb. That was at 5 Orchard Way. We supported, no comment, and that was granted permission on the 12th of March 2024. Item D was, it looks like that's the same, is that the same as the, no sorry, it's not, not the curbway again, part double part single story rear extension, 68, yes, it was at the same address, but it was, it's at the twice, isn't it?
Apologies.
What's the difference? No, that's it. Yeah, okay, so that's just a repeat of the previous one, okay, yeah. No problem. Item E was a proposal of non-material amendment on application S4535/19/BC to submit revised hard and soft landscape drawings. That's to the land north of Melbourne Science Park. We didn't comment on that, and it was granted permission on the 13th of March. Item F, proposal submission details required by condition 13, and that was site address of 29 High Street. Again, we hadn't commented on that, and the decision was discharged in full on the 28th of March 2024. Item G, single story rear extension, that was site address 4 Lordship Drive, Melbourne. We supported no comment, and that was discharged in full on the 28th of March 2024. So, moving on then to PL 128, correspondence. Have you received any correspondence?
No correspondence
to note. Thank you. And so then move on to the planning applications for this meeting. So the first one, PL 129, was the proposal to fell a sycamore, and that was at 90 High Street. And the deadline for that has already passed. I think did we do an email for that or not? No.
We would have been
No comments were received on that. That's fine. And the deadline has passed. So in terms of building planning applications, PL 130, the first one is for a single-storey rear extension at 8 Dickerson's, Melbourne. We have requested an extension for this because the deadline to comment has passed. We're not aware if we've been granted that extension, but the clerk, but both clerks are going to a meeting of planning at SCDC. Is it next week?
Yes.
And we'll be meeting the officers at Linkedin, and we'll be asking about these requests for deadlines. The deadline has passed. I mean, looking at it, I can't see any issues with it anyway. Yes, Councillor Clark.
That's Joyce Carter's place, and she's going to a home now, and it won't be a problem at all where it is because it backs onto the TTP.
Right, okay.
So it's not, it wouldn't be an issue for anybody.
Okay. So we support no comment, is that what we normally say?
Yes. Yeah.
Can I have someone to propose that? Councillor Clark, second. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour?
Thank you.
That's unanimous. Let me move on to item B, single storey front, rear and side extension. And that's at 10 Hale Close. The deadline to comment on that, I believe, is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Again, any... I couldn't see any...
It's just extending.
Any reason why that would be a problem? Single storey front, rear and side extension. I don't think there's been any comment either from neighbours.
No.
So, perhaps I propose that we support no comment. Happy to second that, Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Item C, this is a listed building consent and a full plan application for the property at 25 Station Road. And it's again, deadline is again tomorrow, and it's to install two air source heat pumps and replace the existing gas boiler for heating hot water. I'm really mindful that listed buildings, you know, in terms of needing to do as much as we can to make them as green as possible. So there'll be a move for that, I would imagine, in a number of listed buildings. Councillor Clark.
The only question I have with this when I looked at the drawings was the heat pumps will create noise. Mm-hmm. So where are they located is in respect to the neighbours? That was the only question I had on that one.
I mean, it's a detached property.
Mm, it's just whether it's on a wall. That, it doesn't look as if it's on a wall that's going to affect anybody, but that was my only comment, because I know we've asked these to be moved before.
Councillor
Barnes. I was just asking about how the proximity of the building, they're the ones that we talked about before about being close to the building. I mean, don't they, so the pumps have to be a certain distance away from the property, or is that not, have I made that up?
Sure, can we see?
I think they quite often you do see them quite a way away, but
those look close to the building to me.
I just seem to remember from a long time ago that being something that we talked about, but if I might have made it up.
Yeah, I think we were concerned sometimes there was one where we had the was it something in the garden, it looked as though the air source pumps had been put away from the house and closer to the neighbours.
Yeah.
But that's how we were saying, couldn't they be closer to the house?
Yeah, there was one that was almost on the barrier fence of the neighbour.
Yeah. I
think it was that way round. That's what caused us to start asking questions.
Yeah, possibly that was.
Can we just go back and look at the first picture you had up where so it looks as though they're on the back of
garage.
Yeah. And that's the which is the front of the house, which is that house in the back of the.
It's the conservatory.
Yeah.
Back of the conservatory.
This is the rear, and that's the.
Yeah. I can't see any problem with that.
No.
No. Okay. Can someone propose that we support no comment? Thank you, Councillor Barnes, and seconded by Councillor Clark. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. And item D is an information only item, and that's to do with the submission of details, condition 3, service water, foul water drainage, and that's at New Farm, Royston Road, Wimble. And again, it's really stressed for information only. Moving on then to PL 13124, and we're just noting the granted permission decision from the planning committee held on the 13th of March. Goodness me, that seems like that we've had more meetings since then.
Yeah.
I think we've perhaps spoke about it at full council. Let's note that. And also, within that, I think we mentioned before that there were some things we asked to be brought forward in terms of both the creche being back on site and the monies from yet to be paid earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our penultimate item, PL 13224, compliance updates. Have we had any updates?
We've contacted about compliance issues with planning application on London Way, mm-hmm. just to ask questions but have no response. So again, on the 17th, we'll be bringing that.
You'll go with your list. Excellent.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and so the final item, PM 1:33:24, the date of the next meeting is Tuesday, the 7th of May 2024 at 7:30 p.m.